Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yep, WTIC, we're talking about the climate because Michael Liebowitz was nice enough to share the name of a guy who is doing a marvelous work on climate change. He's got a new book out that I'm looking forward to receiving, and it's on the way and reading. Joe from Simsbury called, said he's read it. It's a great book. Fossil Future, it's called. It's got a bunch of, it's got a big subtitle after that, but it's basically making the argument about why fossil fuels are the only way mankind can move forward and the only way we survive is by figuring out how to make sure that we have an ample supply of oil-based energy so that we can keep the cost down. And the big danger to humanity right now is driving up the cost, because that, of course, causes more death and starvation and pain and cold. And if you look at what's going on in Ukraine right now, where the Russian plot is to destroy Europe and get back at them for their support of Ukraine by starving them of natural gas. There's no batteries that are going to cure that problem. You know where they're looking to cure that problem? Coal. They're looking to restart their old coal-fired power plants in Europe to keep the industrial machinery of Germany and England and other countries going. So this stuff is all garbage that they're talking. It's not going to happen. It can't happen. It's just a way, I think, for people who have been wanting to destroy America for a long time and have been wanting to shut off the engines of productivity for a long time to make government bigger. It's just a game they're playing with us, I think. 860-522-9842. Fortunately, there's still plenty of gasoline to keep people clogging up the roads on a Friday afternoon, and that means Mark Christopher is in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center with the latest for us. Is it a busy Friday, Mark?
It's the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC Friday afternoon. We've got Order Up coming up next hour. This hour, right now, we're talking to Anastasia Yopp. She is running for office. She's got the biggest signs I've ever seen. Hi, Anastasia.
Hi, how are you?
You've got the biggest signs I've ever seen. I love them.
Thank you.
So you hold office now and you're running for office, a different office? Is that what's going on?
So I'm currently the chairman of Finance and Budget on the Newington Board of Education. And I'm running for state rep in West Hartford and Newington.
State rep, West Hartford and Newington.
20th district, yes.
20th district. All right, how's that going? This is your first attempt to move up to a higher office?
Yes. Actually, I've only been on the Board of Ed, not even a year yet, and they asked you to run, and I said, why not?
And what propels you in the political direction?
You know what? Seeing everything that's going on in the school system and knowing that the state really has an impact on the decisions that are made in the schools, that really propels me. I'm a mother. I have a 5-year-old in the school system. And the things that are being taught, I am just not 100% in agreement on. I think we need to stick to science, technology, engineering, and math. I think that they've went way off the rails with the things that they're teaching now. And I am going to ensure that our children get a quality education and they're prepared for the real world. And prepared for careers. I mean, right now, that's my focus. I want to make sure these children get what they really deserve.
So tell us a little bit about what you've seen more specifically on the Board of Education that has you appalled by what they're focusing on.
Where do we start? Okay, CRT. I mean, it originally started, you know, it's called critical race theory. That's something that they were talking about, you know, letting kids know about, you know, their differences and things like that. But there's been a whole bunch that's been incorporated in that now. I mean, they're trying to teach gender identity in kindergarten through third only. That is appalling to me.
How are they trying to teach that? Do they have curriculum that they bought?
Yes, in the curriculum. They're piloting it in the curriculum. I mean, some of the books are things that I couldn't even imagine. I mean, they're teaching children, you know, and listen, children will see these things. But I have a five-year-old who started kindergarten this year, so I can really relate in this area. They don't have the wherewithal, and they don't understand the things that they're being taught. They don't understand gender identity and different body parts, and they need to learn how to read. When I was 5 years old, I was learning my ABCs, my colors, my shapes, how to read. I was not being taught about sex and body parts and, you know, racism. And I mean, I understand, you know, I understand the theory of letting them know early so they're prepared, but kindergarten through third grade is just way too young.
Responsibility of adults is to make sure that children aren't forced to carry around weight on their shoulders that they're not ready to carry. And so age appropriateness is a big thing. That's why I'd love to hear if, like, specifically with critical race theory, because the left runs around and says, oh, we're not teaching critical race theory in the schools. And I think the accusation isn't, if I'm correct, that it's part of the curriculum as in a course. It's worse than that. It's infused into everything that they do. That's how I view it.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I mean, they're encouraging little boys. My son was one to, you know, if you want to wear a dress, that's fine. If, you know, the books that they're giving them are saying boys wear pink dresses. And I mean, my son, when he goes to the park, he doesn't care what someone looks like. When he's in school, he's friends with everyone. He doesn't care if it's a boy, if it's a girl, if it's, you know, a boy wearing a dress, a girl wearing pants. That doesn't matter when you're.
Well, I guess they think that's a problem and that they need to retrain him. So he does think about that.
I think that it's more about indoctrinating the children and not educating them, which is why I stand on education, not indoctrination. We need to start. That is a parent's job to teach the children that. That is not the teacher's job to teach the children these things. When I had my son, I should have say so in what he's taught. And the way they're going, it's like they're mandating that my child be taught things that I don't agree or necessarily disagree with. I just don't feel like it's their place. It is my place and how I want to raise my son to be a productive citizen, not a teacher and their view. Because when you're given a curriculum, you teach it. I mean, you're said, okay, this is what we want you to teach. But are we in every classroom really enforcing how it's taught? No, we're not. So take it out of the classroom.
It's, you know, the idea that this stuff is where it is, where you're saying you're seeing it, and that the left has taken such control of the schools that they are, you know, that they're using deliberately biased techniques for hiring, as we heard about in Fairfield County. You know, we need to figure out how things are getting polluted and how to get them back on track. Anastasia, do you see some way to do that?
Absolutely. We need to return to a STEM-focused education. And I will preach that. Science, technology, engineering, math. That is what will make them productive citizens. Tax-paying citizens. Everything else is, I mean, you'll learn in life or you'll learn at home, but, I mean, we have teachers who are afraid to teach. We have a 50%, not 15, 50% turnover rate right now in our town for paras and tutors. They don't want to teach. They're afraid to say the wrong thing and offend people. Nationwide, I mean, we have had a pandemic. I understand that. People don't want to teach. I have teachers and paras telling me, I'm afraid to say the wrong thing. I'm going to choose a different profession.
We're talking to Anastasia Yopp. She's running for state representative in Newington and West Hartford. So how's the campaigning going?
Oh, it's going amazing. I absolutely love it. I mean, everything is great. I've had everyone is, you know, excited and congratulating me. I have a huge support system behind me, family, friends. You know, I've knocked over 8,100 doors so far with my team, and we're knocking each door, and people are really excited for this. I think some people are afraid to say it, but people are saying, we're tired of the same things you are. We're tired of, you know, the left talking about these first world issues when we have real world problems.
What else do you want people to know, Anastasia? Give us your elevator pitch.
Thank you. I want everybody to know, you know, my name is Anastasia Yopp. I'm on the Board of Education. I'm running for the 20th district. I am here to fight for the people. I am here to listen. I am here to be your voice at the Capitol. I want them to know I'm an open book. You can call my phone. You can knock on my door. You can send me an email. Please visit me at yoppforstaterep.com. I have a page where you can, you know, write me a message. I will respond. I want to make sure that people are getting what they need.
That's Yopp, Y-O-P-P, and then F-O-R?
F-O-R, staterep.com.
Yopp for staterep.com.
Yeah.
Is that right? Abbreviated rep? R-E-P?
Yeah.
Okay.
Abbreviated rep, yes.
All righty. I guess people can just Google your name, too, and that's an easy way
to do. They can find me. And I'm still an elected official, so I have board meetings that I'll be attending. But, you know, having a son and being a mother, I'm like, I have to fight for these kids. I have to fight for these veterans. I have to fight for the people. People are starving right now. People are worried about home heating oil costs. They're worried about how to put food on the table. And the left is really worried about pronouns. I mean, I wish the only issue I had was to worry about a pronoun when I have to worry about how I'm going to heat my home. How am I going to pay my car taxes, my home
taxes? Do you think anyone actually is worried about pronouns other than some really extreme leftists?
I'm not going to say pronouns aren't relevant, but what I'm going to say is we have bigger fish to fry.
And yes, I think, but how big?
State affordable.
How big is you're suggesting that that's taking up a lot of space in the marketplace? And I think you're right that there's nothing that there's no political urgency about people's pronouns. That's their own issue. And
Listen, it is. And if they want to identify, I respect everyone to identify as whatever they like. If you want me to identify you as this or whatever you want me to identify you as, I will respect you and I will respect that. But we need to focus on the real world issues we're having. I live in a veteran neighborhood where I have veterans whose pensions and Social Security aren't matching inflation. They are literally starving. That is a real world issue. I have people worried about the cost of home heating oil. They can't heat their homes. They're going to freeze to death. I have people who are they make too much to qualify for assistance and not enough to get a tax break. That's the middle class that's been forgotten. That's who we need to worry about. When your car taxes, when we have the Democrats saying, you know, we lowered your taxes. Where? Because I don't see it. I own multiple properties, and I don't see it. My taxes went up. When you say my car taxes were lowered, where? They're higher than they've ever been. How have you helped me? So I'm here to help people. I'm an open book. Knock on my door. I had an elderly woman in my town say, I'm 87 years old, and I'm now looking for a job. My pension and Social Security do not match inflation, but I don't qualify for government assistance because I make too much because her husband passed and she gets his money, but it's not enough. She owns her own home. She's got to fix the roof. She got to fix her car. It's not matching.
That's amazing.
I'm here to help them.
That's an amazing story. Anastasia Yopp, thank you for being here. It's Yopp, Y-O-P-P, for staterep.com. Good luck
thank
with the campaign.
So
stay in touch.
Me. You too. Thank you so much for having me.
All righty. Take care. 860-522-9842. That's some pretty heavy stuff. Louise in New Britain. Hello, Louise.
Yes. Okay. Great conversation. But back to names, and Tom said he loves the name Linda. I'm very interested in names. I have this little book. I'm sure you can find.
You're interested in the derivation of the names, what their history is?
Huh?
You're interested in their history and where they come from?
No, names, what they mean. I'm always looking up names. It's a book from the 80s, but they're baby baby names. Okay, mm-hmm. So Linda does mean, according to this from the Spanish, it means pretty. But his wife, Alice, her name from the Greek means truth, or from the old German means noble.
Yeah, well, those are both good.
You have a great name.
That's a great name.
Yeah, and Leora, as in Leora Levy.
Yeah.
Her name from the is Hebrew from the name Eleanor, which means light.
That's not bad either.
No, it isn't. And you were just talking about Anastasia.
Okay.
Anastasia, Greek, yeah. Means either of the resurrection or springtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, new things, huh? Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you for that. That's good stuff.
Okay. As far as, you know, oil, I mean, that's God's gift to us. Where we're throwing it back in his face. I mean, you know, we have to use his gifts. You know, what a disgusting waste to, you know, circumvent all these.
I think that's quite right, Louise. Thank you for that. Exactly. And that's the point that Alex Epstein is making for us, is that there is no way for man to survive but for the use of oil.
So I've been spending a lot of time saying, hey, look, all of these anti-fossil fuel people, also are often anti-nuclear people, mm-hmm. they were saying, let's restrict the supply of fossil fuels because unreliable solar and wind can rapidly replace them. And that didn't work, and we see this happen everywhere. And so what happens is demand for fossil fuels continued to go up, particularly post-pandemic, mm-hmm. but the supply was restricted, so the prices went up, and now we have global shortages. Worse in the rest of the world. Still bad in the U.S., but worse in the rest of the world.
Certainly.
Because we have the shale revolution. We have a lot more domestic natural gas.
Oh, I love that spelled out so clearly.
And what is the EPA doing now? They're announcing a new set of rules that are directly intended to shut down the remaining coal plants in this country.
Yes.
But those are like saving us from the abyss right now. But the way the EPA works is they don't seriously factor in the benefits of fossil fuels and therefore the cost of their policy. So
right.
We have this just dogmatic obsession with eliminating CO2 at all costs that makes no sense from a pro-human or scientific perspective.
Think about that. Think about that. The EPA is just charged with eliminating pollutants, and it now views CO2 as a pollutant. So it's busy trying to get rid of things that generate CO2 when what we need is the things that generate CO2. And as Bill Gates says, the only way to deal with CO2 is not to change human behavior, but to develop new technologies. Now, I think this has been our assumption, it's been my assumption for years, that developing new technologies, that's what we do. We respond to crises when they develop by developing the technologies we need to make things better. And the left's response here is to run around trying to make things worse, faster. I don't get it, but that's what they're doing. 860-522-9842. How about a traffic update? Mark Christopher in the BP.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
CBS Lawyers Traffic Center.
Green. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
And now, a WTIC news update.
63 degrees at 4:30. Good afternoon. I'm John Silva, WTIC 1080 News. Ian crashed ashore in South Carolina as a Category 1 hurricane this afternoon. Flood and storm surge warnings are in effect through North Carolina. Meantime, in Florida, the recovery effort continues there. A group of American Red Cross volunteers from Connecticut headed to the disaster zone for a cleanup that could take months and cost tens of billions of dollars. Russia has annexed four territories from Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin signed the treaties with Kyiv, ramping up steps now to join NATO. Man's under arrest after state police say he struck a vehicle on Route 8 last night, pushing it into two pedestrians. Jason Torsiello is facing DUI and other charges. The pedestrians are apparently tending to a flat tire at the time on Route 8 and sustained serious injuries near Exit 37. Gun rights advocates are suing to have Connecticut's tough assault weapons ban overturned. Holly Sullivan with the Citizens Defense League says the weapons are used for sport, but State Attorney General William Tong begs to differ, saying they are weapons used in war. Wall Street closed out a miserable September with a loss of 9.3%, the worst monthly decline since March of 2020. S&P fell 1.5% today and is at its lowest level in almost 2 years. And this weekend marks the 53rd Apple Harvest Festival in Southington. The festival runs for the next 2 weekends on the town green, featuring arts and crafts, entertainment, apples, of course, and the famous apple fritters. As we told you, not a great day on Wall Street. The market's down all around. Dow finished off 500 points. NASDAQ was down 161. S&P 500 down 54. The closing bell report sponsored by Bouvier Insurance. Red Sox baseball here tonight. Sox start a three-game series with Toronto. 6:07 is the pregame. Yanks are at home against the Orioles. Big series for the Mets. They're in Atlanta as those two battle for the National League East title. For these stories and more, go to WTIC.com. I'm John Silva, WTIC 1080 News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
That's the sound of a crack in the ceiling found at a home inspection. But with a Realtor by your side, a newfound leak might only cause minor worries. With their expertise, a Realtor can suggest a credit at closing and even connect you to a contractor to help you shore up that leak and alleviate your worries. When it comes to cracks in your plans, the expertise of a Realtor can make all the difference. The difference between an agent and a Realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
WTIC, good afternoon. Thanks for hanging out here. We're going to get the rants going in just a minute. Let's say hi to Steve in Springfield, though. What's up, Steve?
Hi, Todd. How you doing?
Everything fine here. What's going on?
Anyway, I'm doing okay. But the thing is, I don't know. See, the problem is the government does not believe in the free market. They're trying to force feed us green new technologies that don't work, that have failed miserably, that went belly up under the Obama administration. And you remember when I was talking about, Thomas Malthus and that whole depopulation thing?
Mm-hmm.
The thing with him is it's like the underlying theory behind him, it's called anti-humanism, In other words, human beings are a scourge, a parasite, and a cancer on the earth, and we're just destroying everything, and, you know, that's why we got to get rid of fossil fuels and all this other crap.
Yeah, so where's that leave us? I mean, this is all... This is all madness.
I don't know. I'm
going to
be digging up the writings of Charles Darwin, because even though Malthus wrote this little thing, and it was the number of people that he influenced that's kind of intriguing. Because these people really despise us. I mean, they think that we're the scourge of the earth.
What if we are? Then let's get better. And one of the ways we get better.
Well, it's an elitist attitude. I ran into a thing on the Sierra Club website, and they were talking about their dedication to being climate justice warriors. And they were appalled that people who believe in the depopulation are like sneaking into their ranks and they're fighting against it. I think a lot of these liberal organizations are offshoots of depopulation. And, you know, we got to control fossil fuels. We got to conserve this. But the bottom line is they don't care if you live or die.
Well, they seem devoted to creating mass death.
You're an inferior breed. You're stupid. You don't know what you're doing. We need them to direct us.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's too many people who consciously think that. But that certainly is the outcome of their belief system. And I think that we can beat it back by highlighting what exactly it points to. So I appreciate your efforts on that front, Steve. 860-522-9842. Because there is no way to avoid mass death if your game plan is to get rid of the use of gas and oil. You just can't do that. 860-522-9842. The Rants coming up next. We'll take some phone calls as well on WTIC. Off we go now to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. And Mark Christopher is busy man on a Friday afternoon, Mark. Oh, hope you're psyched for the weekend. Big weekend coming up. All the weekends are big. Every day is big. It's all we have is our days. We have to celebrate those and put all the gusto in them we can. Let's play some rants.
Todd, I watched the debate after the fact, of course, with Bob and Nedley. And I noticed that at least twice Ned wound up doing what he did during all of the COVID briefings, where he had to reach out to Josh Cabal or Paul Mounds. In this instance, he wasn't able to reach out to the individual, so he said, please refer to my website. This clown, he claims to have been a small business guy. I'm absolutely certain that all he did was buy a business, fund a business, and he had his equivalent of Josh running that business. This clown has zero idea about business. He has zero idea about leadership, and he continues to prove it every time he speaks. Thanks, Todd.
I like this theory that Robert has, that Ned did business just like he's doing the governorship. That is, he has no interest in the job itself, but he needs a position. And when you're born as rich as he was born, and you want to create some facade around yourself of purpose, what do? So you go into business and you hire a guy who's an expert at that business who can run it for you. And then you get to go out and do the schmoozing and buying people dinner and all that kind of stuff, playing golf, whatever it is. And that's what he does as governor. He has no idea what goes on in the state and isn't interested. It's remarkable.
Todd, this is Victor. Bob Stefanowski. Blah, 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 blah.
I put current events into rhyme, sometimes obvious, sometimes sublime. If Todd puts them away and they don't get airplay, they get stale if they're not played on time.
Oh, relax.
Would you hang up on me, you idiot? I'm not done. Blah, 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 Stefanowski, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. blah, 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 blah.
That was wonderful. Thank you for that, Mark.
And you just reminded me of one more thing.
What?
Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney is the perfect example of how our Constitution is supposed to work. Her constituents did not want her in office because she was not doing what they wanted them to do, and they got her out. That's the way it's supposed to work. Have a good day.
And she got thrown out, so she's doing a revised approach, running for higher office, seeing if she can get herself kicked upstairs. And that's our system, too. Our system is market-based. Our politics is market-based because the founders knew markets are the only way you can do anything successfully, which explains why we have so much trouble with our schools, with our police forces, and with our government, because they aren't market-driven. They aren't market. Well, once you're inside of the politicians are in a market, but now they've created a government that's out of our reach. That's pretty remarkable.
Hi, Todd. Well, you know what? Today I heard Margaret for the first time, and I was happy to hear that she's still alive and well. Margaret, good luck. Hope you're feeling better. You don't sound the same, but I know it's you, and we're all praying for you. Later.
It is nice to have Margaret back. There is no question about that. George, hi, you're on WTIC.
Yes, just calling back to you about Lamont being handed on everything. I think our illustrious previous president had a lot more handed down to him. And look where we're at now. I mean, unfortunately, he didn't do very well.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last thing you said. What was that?
Our former president.
Trump?
Yes.
What about him?
Our former president.
Well, there's a lot of former presidents. There's 44 or 5 of them, I think. But the most recent one you're talking about, what exactly are you saying about him?
He was handed down everything.
Yeah.
With a silver spoon in his mouth.
He was born rich, too, yes.
I'm not saying that you can say that Lamont got in. Yeah, maybe he did. And I think we're all envious about that.
I would not want to be born like Ned Lamont was born, or Donald Trump. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being born rich. And because everybody responds differently to the same inputs, you know, like three kids growing up in the same family can be totally different. They've got different DNA, and they have different responses to the experience of the same parents. So I'm not saying Ned's a bad person because he was born rich. I'm saying he's a bad person because he's never found a way to commit himself to things he cares about in life. He's a faker. And we have to be a prop for him to be a faker. That's my point.
And the same thing with Donald Trump.
Well, that's fine. I don't care about Donald Trump. But that's fine if that's what you think.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on. You don't think that's true?
I mean, Donald Trump's a very different person from Jolly Ned.
You do? How?
Yes. In virtually every way you can think of. Ned is Ned goes through life trying to make people like him by being deceitful and making, you know, creating a facade of likability around him. And Donald Trump is brutal and tough and a fighter, wants to be at war every day. Ned just wants to be playing the piano and dancing like a spaz to make people like
him.
Right. I think they're very different.
So what's the difference of being trying to be friendly or trying to
I don't know. But if what you're doing is talking about their leadership, Donald Trump was a very capable policymaker. He just can't control himself from being antisocial and making people crazy all the time. Ned, on the other hand, has no interest in making good decisions and doesn't make good decisions. He just tells the lies that are handed to him by others and runs around trying to pretend that he's good at something and cares about something. So they're just different. I don't see what the benefit is of comparing them. I just am making the point about Ned, because Ned's the one who's governor, who's been a travesty for the state and wants to be a travesty for longer. And I feel like that's a conversation that's important to us.
Todd, this is Victor. Bob Stefanowski. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Didn't you say that already, Victor? I think so.
Hey, Todd. It's Thursday. It's Jerry from Naugatuck. I just want to say you're doing a fine job. Don't let none of these other people get to you.
No, it gets to me. The thing that gets tiresome is hearing the same thing over and over again of negativity. I'm not into negativity. Like, it's better to go crawl into your hole and just stay there if all you want to do is spew negativity. That's the only thing that bothers me. It's such a destructive force. Just if you can't pretend to be positive, just stay in your comfy chair. You know, your what do they call those, baka loungers or something? You have one of those, Joey? I picture you in a baka lounger. I don't even know what it is, but I just figure it's something you'd like.
Now, I'm usually somewhere on the floor or the corner of the couch with the dog.
You can sit on the floor?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, my legs get so stiff.
You got to stretch out just thinking about it now?
No, I can't stretch. They get so stiff you can't even move them. Doesn't that happen to you?
I haven't hit that point yet. I'm still one of those young, crazy, stupid kids.
A couple more weeks. Okay. Fine.
You know, I'm calling in regards to the trying to use positive attributes and behavior to try to counter the negative trends that
Thank
are going
you.
On in this country.
Appreciate you doing that.
We all know about Benedict Biden and his mental midgets that are driving the country off the hook. And I'm glad you cited trust, because when you compare Biden with Trump, I trust Trump with DeSantis to get the country back on track. And I also trust Bob Stefanowski. He seems like a down-to-earth, level-headed guy. I trust him to get the state out of its doldrums. I just wanted to make that clear because the whole country, it's nothing but like a vast welfare state, you know, and lacks enforcement of the laws, you know, and they're cheapening citizenship with this open border nonsense. So the Democrats had their chance. They blew it. They should be out for a generation. Give the Republicans back control. They're the real adults in the room. And thanks for everything you do, Todd. Take care. Bye-bye.
It is. Thank you, Jerry. It is an amazing moment we're in, because we're seeing what happens when you strip a society of values and knowledge. We've dismantled our traditions, our traditional beliefs, the idea that, you know, parents used to, it wasn't long ago, it sounds like major nostalgia, but it wasn't that long ago that people were raised to be responsible, to find joy in being productive, in their productivity and hard work, and that you shouldn't take things you didn't earn, all those basic things that, you know, our parents taught us. And now have been stripped away. Everybody's running around looking for something for free, as if there are things for free. And we're seeing our society disintegrate, our culture disintegrate, and I think our politics disintegrating along with it. And now it's a hard situation to read. Like, where are we exactly as we fall from the sky and gravity wants to pull us back to Earth? We've reached amazing heights in terms of what our country created and what our economy created, but where are we now? We're living off of what used to be. The tail of the incredible economic machine that was built here, that machine is still running. But our political system is running around stripping away the track that it runs on. Doesn't fill the potholes, doesn't maintain the roadway, doesn't clear the snow when it storms. How do we move forward when the politics is destroying the framework upon which our economy is built? We still have a great economy, but it was made possible by a political system that no longer exists. It's fascinating.
Hey, Todd, how's it going? I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Hey, I don't know. I haven't heard this much, but did you know the Jolly One raised the SNAP benefits as of the October 1st, 12.4% to all the Connecticut residents? I thought you'd want to know. Thanks. Have a nice day.
And today is the 30th. Sounds like we're running out of time on that one, doesn't it?
Hi, Rantline, Ned Lamont here. Yes, Governor. And you know that Bob Stefanowski, he couldn't play softball very good at that benefit softball game. And he is lousy in the debate. I think I won the debate. I always win the debates. And I don't care. Maybe I'll cancel the last one because I'm busy campaigning. And he's got dumb commercials. I don't like his commercials about me. Anyway, so, you know, I don't know where we're going to put the immigrants. Maybe they'll go to Costcom or Greenwich or something like that when I start bringing in some illegal immigrants from Florida and Texas. And things will be better. Everybody vote for me. Be a Lamontist. Yep, because you're going to have me around. If I don't get unelected at this next election, you're going to have me around for a long time, buddy. I can't believe it. Have fun and vote for me, folks.
You remember Jolly Ned's Comedy Club? I just pulled this one out of the mothballs.
Welcome to Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, home of the professional stand-up comedy show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next comedian couldn't make it in tonight because he's being detained, but he is able to phone it in. Let's give it up for the cool Frosty himself, Ned Lamont.
Thank you very much for joining us yet again. I want work to pay. I want people to have a real incentive when they go back to work to make that happen. So, one, we've got a $12 minimum wage. That goes up to $13 in a few months. And we want to announce something else today, which I think is going to make a real difference. Kinetic's going to offer you a $1,000 signing bonus. You see, the big athletes get a signing bonus. Why don't you get a signing bonus as well? So for those of you who have been a long-term unemployed for a while, we're going to pay you $1,000 at the end of 2 months of work, give you the incentive to get back to work, make sure work is worth your while, make sure that you can afford it, make sure if you need help on transportation, a little bit of extra help on childcare, we've got the upfront money that allows you to do that. All right, I think that's about it. So correctional facilities, give us a call.
I love that one because it's filled with so many inanities that are an insult to the intelligence of voters, which is Ned's thing, you know? All right, we've got Order Up, our food and restaurant hour coming up next on WTIC. We'll tell you what the topic is after news. We're going to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center right now, though. Mark Christopher, what's going on, sir?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.